I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
One, two, three.
Good evening, folks. Welcome back to another instance of Soapy Serenades. Pause. Okay. Sorry, I had to fix my mic, folks. Good evening. Welcome back to another instance of Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin, your master of sudsimonies. And I have with me, a very fun playlist for today. And we're still working on it currently in the studio. So, more to come on that. But I am also joined by two very special guests who are with me in the studio right now. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself first, and then you. Okay? Okay?
Cool.
Okay. Peter Todhunter of Medford.
What else do you want? Way to make it awkward. Full gov name.
I can give middle name, too.
No, thank you.
I can give social security number if you need.
What is your middle name again?
For the audience. You're asking about my social security.
Not that
what
one.
Is your social security number?
I don't want that one. It's something Welsh.
Something Welsh?
It's something Welsh, because you're Welsh.
We're not Welsh.
I tricked...
No, he's Welsh.
No, okay. I tricked Tully into thinking I was Welsh for a long time.
I know you did. That's why I said
it. You actually thought I was Welsh. I was like, this is going to haunt me forever.
Yeah, no. We don't
come back around.
Yeah, we don't dig the Welsh on this show. But
Is that is that a going rule?
Yeah, it's a going bit.
We do not harsh on the Welsh.
It's an ongoing bit of the show. We just don't like Welsh people here.
Oh, we do hate on Welsh people.
We do hate on Welsh people.
Oh, I thought we didn't hate
so that's
on
why
Welsh
I'm asking
people.
You to, you know, kick rocks.
Get out of here.
But
you invited me on my show on your show just to kick me out.
Yeah, exactly. So with me I have Peter, a good friend of mine, goes to UVM, studying forestry.
Trying.
You are. You know trees. Famously hates trees.
Famous for not liking. Well, I'm taking it down from the inside, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
get close to them to learn how they operate, just so it's easier to take them down.
Yeah, you know. Big forest fires guy over here. Also joining me. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
I'm Felix Michael Todd Hunter of West Medford, Massachusetts. Happy to be here.
What are the chances we have the same last name?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school, Felix?
Champlain College in Vermont.
Major?
I'm studying filmmaking, which is, you know, a lot cooler than forestry.
He loves dollies.
Sorry, yeah. How big is your school? Like 5-6 people?
It's 8, actually.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Jeez, you grossly underestimated that one.
Yeah, underestimated.
Christ. So thank you both for joining me. Frequent flyer, first time on my show. You were on...
I was on one other, yeah.
Yeah. On my show? Or your dad's?
No, my dad's.
Yeah, your dad's show. Their dad is Rick Todd Hunter, who hosts... God, what is the name of it? Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! No! I'm blanking now. No! I'm checking.
Isn't it like something nobody asked for?
Yes. Oh my God! Exactly what nobody asked
exactly
for.
Exactly what nobody asked
for. Oh my God! It's on.
You
at,
two are an embarrassment to this.
Yeah, I know. I actually am because I've tried to rehearse that so many times in my head, and
in the mirror.
Yeah. God, man! Exactly what nobody wanted. And it's on at 5 a.m. on Wednesdays.
It's probably not good that we don't know that either.
You know, I did know that. I was just going to let you guys figure it out.
Are you serious?
Kind of.
You're the worst.
No, you didn't.
I had 95% of that in my head, and then I couldn't remember the first word that it started with.
Rick.
You have to say you had
Rick, 95%. Rick, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I your show is exactly what I wanted, not nobody wanted.
Such a suck up. Trying to make good.
It's such a good show. I've listened to it. I was at the slot before him once off of a sub slot. That was awesome. I walked in, he was like, "Colin!" And I was like, "Oh my God." But yeah, anyways.
Should have collabed on that show.
I know. One of these days we have to. Once you're back in town again, we should do Big Medford Guys Who Go Way Back.
He still quotes that from the first time you said that.
Yeah, because
Big Medford Guy Who Goes Way Back. He's like, oh, the Big Medford Guy Who Goes Way Back.
Yeah,
every time I talk about the show.
Because we have to. We have to do that once. You have to have the crossover episode. It's really our Avengers. Anyways, the song that you just heard was Oogum Boogum Song by Brenton Wood, a famous soul R&B singer from the 1960s. That song was released in 1967, folks. And we have plenty more where that came from. Not soul, but we have plenty more songs where that came from. Felix, give us a PSA, please.
Thank you. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones.
Wait, what was the second word?
Restrooms.
Oh.
Did you have that keyed up?
What are you talking about? Continue.
Can I?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you want me to restart?
No, that's good.
All right. Yeah. Telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your First Health. Your Health First. We got there. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Colin, how much do you wash your hands?
How much do I wash my hands?
Not enough.
Enough. Hey. probably less than I should.
I mean, they're a little salty last time I tasted them.
Oh, that's weird. I do wipe my butt a lot.
We know.
Not even because I used the bathroom.
Because you used the bathroom.
Yeah, just for fun.
Just part time.
Keep some paper around.
Yeah, I bide my time, you know. So I'm like, oh man, you know what really, hit right now? Good butt wipe. All right. Well. Anyways, we got plenty of songs here for you. The next song that we have for you. Oh, by the way, this is Colin. You listen to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, Soapy, Clean Radio, Sudsy Radio. The next song that I have for you is Uncle Ace by Blood Orange.
This feels easy 'cause it's all I like the new place. I kiss your new face. Still no piano. Same guy on bass. You're John and you're Paul. You're George most of all. Stretched out that tattoo. You got so damn tall. Staying up late in the dark. Drinking your beer at the bar. Spend all your time in your car. Tracing your map of the stars. You hate when sun shines. You're tied with red twine. Your car smells like cigarettes all of the time. I don't go to work, I'm covered in dirt. You said it's a good thing we had to get hurt, but you're gone for too long. You wrote the date wrong. I sleep on the sofa, you sing your new song. Your friends seem confused, you're black and you're blue. The months gone are many, the memories are few. Begging for brains in your prayers, falling asleep on the stairs, waking up angry and scared.
Losing. I'm sick of losing. Can't stop all night. Living in a
distant flickering screen of scenery. This weather's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a head. Oh, I don't believe any of it. You say too late. Something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown.
My bad. Welcome back, folks, to some more Soapy Serenades. You just heard Imogen Heap with Headlock. Before that was Automatic by Half Alive. And then before that was Map of the Stars by Slaughter Beach, dog. So that was a variety of different eclectic tunes. And I hope that you all enjoyed them.
Have you seen Imogen's Heap Tiny Desk concert?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. I thought she was cool. She was pretty dope. Yeah. She had the glove thingy.
Yeah, the, what do you call that,
I think it's pronounced glove.
Go away. Whatever. You know what? I can't remember.
I forget what it was called too, but it's like
Like this space age.
Yeah.
Yeah, where she has like
what's that called?
It's like one glove, and she can like pitch down, pitch up, and
so
like
not a lither.
Not like that thing where it goes like the...
Whoa. Oh, okay.
No, it's like a literal... It's like a MIDI glove that she...
What?
That she programmed.
Yeah.
And if she goes like this, it like pitches down her voice and goes like this, like pitches it up.
Oh, weird.
And she can go like that or like this, and it makes it like have like a harmony effect, like a chorus effect.
Huh.
Just super like revolutionary artist as far as like the studio goes. Sorry, it's pickle time.
Array Mabira, I think, is the...
Really?
Oh, no. M-I-M-U gloves? Me-moo gloves?
Me-moo.
They're Me-moo gloves.
Me-moo gloves. Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's pretty dope. Pretty cool stuff.
Anyway.
Anyways. What'd you guys do for Halloween? Anything fun?
Halloween, I didn't do anything, or I was here, but on Halloween, I went to a house show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet. Whereabouts?
Burlington.
Okay. Well, yeah.
We didn't actually...
I should have figured. I should have figured as much.
We didn't actually make it into the house, but we were outside.
Okay.
Yeah, you could hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it like a popular band on campus, or...?
I didn't know it, and I didn't really know where we were, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
He seems pretty confused about the whole thing altogether.
Yeah.
He's really like, I don't know where we were. I don't know who was playing. I don't remember what was going on. I don't know.
Where am I? Who are you?
I'm not even sure he went out. I think he might have just been confused.
And LSD up there must be crazy. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Peter, what'd you do? Anything?
I did not do anything. I ate a whole bunch of candy and then fell asleep early. That was the ideal night.
And you're calling me an old man?
Sorry.
At least I wasn't confused about where I was.
Yeah. At least you knew where you
where
were.
Where am I? Who's playing?
Who are you people?
Who are you people? What'd you do?
I'm trying to see if I have any pictures.
Did you dress up?
I did dress up.
You did say you were going to send me photos about your costume the other night.
I did. I'm sorry. Did I show you Walter White? I showed you Walter White.
Yeah, you did.
I did show you that. That was all that I did, really, for that. And that was yesterday. Yesterday. So that was pretty chill. And then I dressed up as... Hold on, if you can guess it, I'm going to be very impressed. Because there are a lot of costumes that look like it.
Wait.
Hold on. If you need to hold it.
Men in Black, Obama.
Can I try?
Yep.
Excellent.
That's
for reference, folks. I am in a black blazer, black dress pants, black tie, white shirt, sunglasses.
You're basic like Men in Black outfit.
I'm basically like Men in Black, but not because I wasn't supposed to be that. But everybody thought that I was.
Were you someone specific?
I was somebody very specific. A bit too specific.
George Foreman.
No.
George Foreman Jr.
No.
Georgette Foreman.
No.
George Bush.
I'm not George Bush either. You know him. You love him. It's the Dare.
What? Is that Robert Pattinson?
Nope. I'm going to tease it. Have you guys not heard this?
Oh, girls who take drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was him.
He looks like Robert Pattinson.
No.
That photo, he does.
In that photo, he definitely does. Yeah.
Thank you.
But otherwise, he just kind of looks weirdly British.
What's his name?
The Dare.
I mean, Robert Pattinson is weirdly British.
So. He does look weirdly British.
He is British.
Is he?
Robert Pattinson is.
Oh my God! Wait, is he British?
I think he is.
What a weirdo.
Is he?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being British? British people.
Oh my God. No, wait. The Dare does look so British.
Right?
Oh, wow. Look at him.
That's pretty
British. The most British man I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's the mod cut.
I think he's fit after the Beatles.
Does him
actually.
Zero favors.
Yeah, he looks like the Beatles and Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. I think you mean Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Is Robert... Pattinson.
What was it that she said about carrots?
The better. Did you hear that she's Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi now?
Oh, yes, I did hear that. Yeah.
He is British. Robert Pattinson is British.
Really?
I don't know how I didn't know that.
Yeah. One of the only decent British people.
So it should have been, this is the skin of a killer. That was a really bad British. No,
like,
okay, hold on.
Sean Connery pretending to be Scottish.
Sean Connery is British.
He's Scottish.
Is he Scottish?
He is Scottish.
He's just entirely wrong tonight.
Well,
at least we know where we are.
At least we know
that's
where
on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Don't come to this radio station for good British accents.
Don't come to this radio station. Period. There's a lot of vibes going on tonight. A lot of good ones.
Can you say that?
What?
Never mind.
What did I say?
Can you endorse not going to this
radio
station?
Can you like
station?
Shoot down your own station?
Yeah, we're gatekeeping it. Don't even try.
Don't
the doors
to
are
this.
Locked. Anyways, we got some Steely Dan for you.
Excellent.
That's a surprise.
I hope that you all enjoy. I love you.
hear my inside, the mechanism of another world, where no sun is shining, no red light flashing. Here in this darkness, I know what I've done. I know all at once who I am. I'm a bookkeeper's son. I don't.
Regret. Walk up to a place you'll never forget. You pass as a pregnant guard, the red paradise of dreams and scars. Leg scars, arm scars, stomach scars lead by far. The marks of the old country start. The old cliche, exploitation blues. The offers no young, hungry things could refuse. May as well say, as I walk up, walk up, walk up for love on your lunch break. Walk up, walk up, walk up to see God, to see sweet Jane. You still smell her snatch as you troll the account. Flip through the company books. You can say your road coat tales of blind chance. I know you itch for romance. Another lonely executive cunt. The kind that only knows how to pay to touch. In the boardroom, your fish fingers shake hands with the top flight men. Check your balls for lumps once they've lived. What's that itch? Is that new? Is that working? Is it supposed to? Am I alive? Is she sleeping with her eyes open? There's a place for your briefcase, but watch out for the wandering God, to see sweet Jane, to pay for it. As you both walk.
What are you talking about, home? I ain't got no home. I ain't got no home. Ain't got no town. Ain't got no friends. Ain't got a frown. I am unhappy, and that's the truth. I got two words. Fuck you.
Tell you what pisses me off, like, see all these rappers? There's loads of them. And they all sit there and they all write their songs their whole lives, and it's just lyric after lyric of bullshit.
Yeah,
but I have nothing to feel the need to say. Yeah, there's no real content.
So, Tamu, you was telling me about that thing about your pops, and you was telling me about some shit about your pops and the situation.
Yeah, but basically,
what was that?
Right, basically, what it is in Northern Ireland, there's a lot of political bigotry going on. And if they heard the shit that I was saying in my raps, they would be going mental. They'd be there saying some shit like this.
Who's this wee shit? Janet? Fucking John Sue? For fuck's sake. Here we lads, you've got the look of your da, but it doesn't sound like you're saying forgotten Ulster. Sounds like you're saying fucking shuck of your la. You supporting the takes, wee lad, you supporting the ra. You fucking traitor, they have to cut open your neck with a rusty razor. Wee Johnny, you're a mad dog. You should pray to your dad's god, cause if you come back to Belfast, we'll blow your fucking caps off. Cause you sound like a dirty wee finion in your rap song. You prepared to get shot, son. You're disrespecting our fucking cause. In your speeches, you fucking agent. Can't believe it that you're not even opinion. This is treason. We have every reason to stick your gun into your knees and put a bullet through and leave you bleeding. You wee shit, yeah.
Here, Johnny, are you fucking mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the fuck happened to you? Here, Johnny, are you fucking mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the fuck happened to you?
Don't tell me you think I've got weak raps. There's people overseas that wanna see me kneecap for the shit that I've spat, but I'ma keep spitting like a true Irish soldier roaming through the streets of Britain. I speak like a Christian, but without a systematic system. So put a fully automatic in my hand and watch me blitz him. None of the bullets will miss him, every single one will hit him. Cause I'm not playing when I'm spitting. I'm not British, I don't come from Britain. I was just born on the British side of the division in this Irish prison. I wish I was living high in the skies above this blizzard, but I'm not. I might catch myself a deep incision into my flesh from a British blade. My dad was in the UVF, but I'm not British made. You have to go back to the roots if you're looking for the facts and you're seeking for the truth, mate. I smell the shit on your boots, mate.
Yeah, Johnny, are you fucking mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the fuck happened to you? Here, Johnny, are you fucking mad? You're gonna get locked up longer than your dad. And you used to be a good wee lad. What the fuck happened to you?
Poppin' that shit, get your hit quick fast. Niggas poppin' off and niggas steppin' on the gas. Pop that shit like I'm poppin' some gum. Who the fuck you talking to, ho? I ain't the one. It's getting sticky, sticky, sticky. Bitch is getting sticky, sticky, sticky. Bro is getting sticky, sticky, sticky. Bitch is getting sticky, sticky, sticky.
See, I'm a West Side nigga from the zone. Knock, 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 knocking at the door. I keep them nicknames on him, cause I keep lowering my fist. Don't give a fuck about pronouns. I'm that nigga and that bitch is getting sticky, sticky, sticky.
Lit-ass bitch, step zombie pop shit. Black fuck, niggas want that motion. I be in the cut, sneaky link. She say that's her nigga, I don't give a fuck. These bitches trying to scrap the foot. I'm knuckin' if you buckin' ho.
Bitch, where they at? It's getting sticky.
Let it be, niggas say I ain't the guy. They must be smoking ketamine. Always talking about potential, bitch, I am the better me. Jack of all trades, name a nigga who ahead of me. Must be God instead of me, bitch, it ain't sticky.
Yeah, it's getting sticky. Yo, where they at, it's getting sticky.
Girl, I'm finna rock your shit.
Sticky in this bitch.
Sticky,
situation. Discombobulation. Caught me red-handed, palms itching like rosacea. Standing like ovation on business occupation. Dripping condensation. Gotta whisper conversations.
I got something, bitch.
Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this
bitch. Yeah, bitch, I'm outside with it. Tell them niggas I did it. Allergies to bum niggas. I see you, my eyes itching. This shit regular, regular. All this shit be regular. Ahead of y'all, I'm better, baby. Check the vehicle. LaFerrari. Nigga sour. I could fit 1,000 in these trousers. But a pillow talking, stay away from coma. A home wrecker, I've been fucking who I wanna. Okay, big dick nigga, big stumping through your town. All the bi bitches know the fuck is going down. That's a bet, skip the sex, rob my face, break my neck. Fuck now, nah, who's swinging like Jet? Fuck that aiming by. Hitting everything that's in my way, fuck what they talking about. I been getting off like Holiday, man, put some paper out. Fucking paying bank accounts, Louis V, say my name, we ain't worth the same amount. Why?
Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch. Better find a mop, it's getting sticky in this bitch.
Sticky, sticky.
All right. Well, oh, all right. It's getting sticky. That right there, that was Sticky by Tyler, the Creator, Glorilla, Sexy Red, and Lil Wayne. Crazy features. Before that, you heard Wee Johnny by Junsu. Who Was in My Room? Was it Who Was in My Room Last Night by the Butthole Surfers? And then before that was Walk Up by Jordy Greep off of his acclaimed new album, The New Sound. My favorite album of the year by far. We got time for one more song tonight, folks, but... before I sign off, I just want to thank my two guests for being here with me. It's a great show, fun show as always, as usual, when I have guests on the air. And I appreciate their presence greatly. Please come back and visit anytime. Come back home from Vermont soon. And, you know, all that jazz. Have fun.
That's the dream.
Have fun sniffing trees and
is that what you
playing with dollies.
Dollies.
So, yeah, last words. You guys, anything?
I'm not even going to defend myself against the tree sniffing thing.
Yeah, I know.
That is part of our curriculum, is like sniffing twigs and telling you what kind of species it is.
Sniffing twigs?
You can tell what kind of tree it is by sniffing a twig.
Really?
Some of them.
Hmm.
So I'm not even going to deny it.
For some reason, whenever you're saying twig, I just thought that you were saying trig with a a very bad like speech impediment.
Twig and normal twig.
We're sniffing twigs. I don't know, but yeah, that's funny. How does birch smell?
Birch actually sometimes smells like peppermint.
Really?
Like wintergreen. Yeah, certain really? Birch. Yeah, like yellow birch, I believe, smells like wintergreen.
What smells like wood?
None of them actually. That's a misconception.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Felix, any last words?
I think I just want to say that forestry is a fake major. Not anybody can do it, and they're just a bunch of tree sniffing weirdos.
Name one other tree that smells like wintergreen.
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like, probably a tree.
Okay. Is that all you gotta say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you take Can you cut his mic? Thank you.
Done.
That's a relief.
No. Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. This has been your Master of Sudsimonies, Colin, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, every Sunday at 10 p.m. We're playing more sudsy, soapy, clean, wishy-washy tunes. And that's about that. So, folks, make sure that you scrub behind your ears. We got one more song for you all, and it's by a little band called The Avalanches. This is If I Was a Folk Star. Good night, folks.
Ha ha ha.
God damn, man.
Welcome once again.